with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Senate is moving ahead with $95 billion in war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says Vladimir Putin has taken advantage of Ukraine suffering from a lack of U.S. aid for months.
Mr. Putin thinks he can play for time, so we've got to try to make up some of that time.
Right.
So what you're going to see, as soon as the president can get the bill on his desk and he can sign it, you're going to see us provide the kinds of capabilities they need most right now.
The Senate is expected to move the legislation later this evening, with President Biden planning on signing the bill as soon as possible. The Justice Department is paying a $138.7 million fine to settle more than 100 claims that it badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against former gymnast Dr. Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016. Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee in 2021, FBI Director Chris Wray told gymnasts who were abused by Larry Nassar that the people who should have protected them failed.
I'm sorry that so many different people let you down over and over again. And I'm especially sorry that there were people at the FBI who had their own chance to stop this monster back in 2015 and failed. And that is inexcusable.
Nassar worked at Michigan State University and at USA Gymnastics. He's serving decades in prison. Protests against Israel's war with Hamas have been bubbling for months but kicked into higher gear after more than 100 pro-Palestinian demonstrators who had camped out on Columbia University's Upper Manhattan campus were arrested last week. Dozens more protesters have been arrested at other campuses since, and many now face charges of trespassing or disorderly conduct. This is SRN News. A warning about Sudan.
More than 150 churches have been destroyed or heavily damaged over the past year as a civil war rages in that mostly Muslim country. The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom has issued a report stating that both the government and the rebels are targeting Christians and their houses of worship. The commission points out that under international law, combatants are obliged to avoid attacking religious sites. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Passover is taking place this week, but for many Israelis, it's hard to celebrate an occasion focused on freedom when some of their compatriots are still being held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Anti-Semitism is also on the rise around the world. The Anti-Defamation League says it tallied nearly 9,000 incidents of anti-Semitic assault, harassment, and vandalism across the U.S. in 2023. That's up 140% from 2022. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied for a second straight day on Wall Street, softening what's been a rough April. The S&P 500 added 1.2% to pull further out of the hole created by a six-day losing streak. A weaker-than-expected report on U.S. business activity helped support the market, which remains in an awkward phase. The hope on Wall Street is for the economy to avoid a severe recession, but not to stay so hot that it keeps upward pressure on inflation. The Dow was up 263 points today to finish at 38,503. The NASDAQ gained 245 to 15,696. The S&P 500 added 50 points to 5070. New York oil rose $1.46 to $83.36 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.